Now for some more news items. A new building is taking shape at the University of East Anglia. There is a proposed merger of two local prep schools, and the seal colony at Horsey is breaking records. We start, however, with the future of bell ringing at St Peter Mancroft Church in the city centre. It was the venue for the first true peal of church bells in the world in the year 1715. More than three centuries on, a pioneering project to help encourage new generations of volunteers to continue the tradition of ringing at St Peter Mancroft has moved a step closer to reality. The plan to reinstate a ringing gallery removed in the 1880s and open a new teaching centre there has received an initial grant of £31,700 from the Heritage Lottery Fund. The so-called development grant is intended to help the scheme progress so organisers can later apply for a larger grant. The project, called Mancroft 300, was launched last year to mark the tercentenary of the 2nd of May 1715 peal. The teaching school will contain eight dumb bells, which will be linked to an advanced computer program, allowing new ringers to learn the art of change ringing and experienced ringers to develop their skills. New sound controls will also be implemented to ensure the bells will be heard across the city during important occasions and reduced during practice nights. Robin Llewellyn, head of the Heritage Lottery Fund in the region, said, "This new space will encourage a new and varied audience to learn about this often underappreciated art. Let us help protect this significant part of the country's cultural heritage."
It is well known for its eye-catching ziggurats, but the landscape of the UEA is expanding as it aims to take on thousands more students in the coming years. Part of this is the 514-bedroom Blackdale Student Accommodation Building, which is rapidly taking shape. Construction started in April 2015, and a topping-out ceremony took place this week, marking a major milestone in the £30 million project. It is anticipated that the building will be ready for opening before September, when a new cohort of freshers start at the university. Bosses have hailed the new block on the eastern edge of the campus on the former Blackdale School site as highly energy efficient. They will be targeting British Research Establishment Environmental Assessment Method Excellent certification. David Richardson, Vice-Chancellor of the UEA, last year revealed ambitions to increase numbers by 20% from the current student population of around 14,600, part of a 15-year vision.
Two independent schools will merge in a bid to become the number one preparatory school in the region. Langley Preparatory School will combine with Taverham Hall Preparatory School at the latter's 100-acre grounds in Taverham from September 2016. The new school will be known as Langley Preparatory School at Taverham Hall, headed by Mike Crossley, the current headmaster of Taverham Hall School. Philip Aldroyd, headmaster of Langley Prep, will be a key member of the Langley School's management team. In a statement, Dominic Finlay, chief executive of Langley Schools, and Mr. Crossley said, "We are very excited by the prospect of the merger, and are the trustees, staff, and of course the pupils. Langley Prep is due to vacate its site on Yarmouth Road in Thorpe St Andrew on July the 8th, and discussions about its future are ongoing. Staff and parents at the two schools were told about the plans, and the Langley School spokeswoman said it is believed the majority would see the benefits of the merger."
It is one of our region's great natural spectacles, and now wildlife volunteers say the Horsey seal colony has seen its best breeding season on record. The record count of 1,020, give or take a few either way, was the highest number since the Friends of Horsey Seals took over organised patrols 12 years ago, when the figure was just 50. The total was around 150 up on last year, but experts have not pinpointed an explanation for this. It is thought some seals may have arrived in the area from Scroby Sands, which were regularly flooded, while fish stocks have been plentiful. Peter Ansell, chairman of the Friends Group, said he was delighted with the tally and that there was a real feeling of satisfaction among the dedicated team of volunteers who protected them. The breeding colony draws tens of thousands of people from November to January. Mr. Ansell said wardens would be in place 7 days a week next season to cope with the crowds.
Six colleagues are taking on the British Red Cross Charity Shop Challenge. The team from Aviva spent a day at the St. Benedict's shop. The challenge is to make as much money as possible as part of Red Cross Week. Managing to get new stock to sell and trying to entice customers in were just some of the ways the team tried to increase sales. The team from Business and IT Change also raised money at Aviva through fun games, including Match the Photograph. Members of staff pinned childhood photographs to the wall in the Aviva offices to see if people could guess who their colleagues were. Nigel Scrivens, an event organiser from Aviva, said, "We're keen to take on this challenge and raise as much as we can while having a lot of fun at the same time."